Cubberty on 2FM with Super Value Travel Insurance. Holidaying at home or abroad? Don't worry about a thing with Great Value Travel Insurance at supervalue.ie.
That'll be George Ezra. And it's a nice song, isn't it? Mm. Have you met him?
No, I haven't. I did see him at the BBC thingy.
Did you go to them?
No. I watched it on telly.
They were good, weren't they?
Yeah, really good. Yeah. Really good. And also, it feels like he has the voice of a much older, like, bedraggled man.
More grizzled-looking man. But then there he is. Yeah. Angela Scanlon, live in studio. Good morning, Angela.
Good morning.
Welcome.
Good morning.
And you really are sparkling this morning, which is good.
Thank
yes,
you.
you're in sparkling form. You came in. I don't know what you did when you came in. But
it was my Into the West dance.
That's what it was.
Yeah.
You danced into the studio, so that's good. We need a bit of a splash of colour in this grey world of ours. Well, compliments of the season, obviously, to you and your family, and it's good to see you here this morning. We're talking about moving.
Apparently, we're talking about moving.
Are we talking about moving, you know, from Dublin to London, or just moving from house to apartment, or apartment to flat, or
moving gaff in general? I think. I don't think it's like location. I don't think it's city specific. It's packing up your boxes and heading somewhere.
So you've
new.
Just recently moved into a new apartment.
Yes.
In Dublin or London?
I didn't buy. Everyone's like, "Oh, this is very dramatic." No.
So you're renting an apartment.
Yes. Yeah. And. Yeah, it was just okay. So I suppose when I wrote this, I have a new column in Weekend Magazine in the Irish Independent, and
well done.
So this was like the first one, and I wrote about moving house. So it's because, and I think the line that struck people was, I thought that at 30 I'd have everything, an ivy covered house in Sandymount and a Sprogon route and the rest, and so actually. It sounds like I feel overwhelmingly disappointed with my life, but I'm really not.
But that's funny, because you do have these aspirations as you're in your 20s, and you say, so eventually what I'd love to have is the house, the husband, the child, and as you say, you got one out of three, which isn't bad.
Yeah, that's all right. Although the timing was a bit off, but I had gone past that number, the magical number.
How old are you?
That's a hidden secret. I'm 31. Yeah.
The pause after 30 that troubles me.
No.
You sure you're not 32?
Oh, no. Well, I will be soon. 29th of December. Presents? Welcome. Welcome, one and all. But it's weird because I think, I suppose, those big birthdays are the ones that you always think of as slightly, you know, there's a hit list.
Yeah.
You hope that you've, you know, ticked things off the box. And they were not necessarily things that I wanted to tick off the box. But in my head, when I was 20, I'm pretty sure 30 was ancient, and all of those things were what ancient people do.
Have you achieved more than you expected in other regards?
It's different.
Have you exceeded your expectations in certain sides?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm grand.
I'll take that as a note. So why are you moving?
Why did you move? Because I was sharing a place before, and I mean, that's not a very grown up thing to do at the time. I felt like I was aging backwards like Benjamin Button, and that I was like returning to Studentville. So I thought it was time to take the plunge and, you know, grow up in one sense at least.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not working.
It's not really working, but you know, in theory, it's working. So, like on paper, I'm a grown up.
Yeah, but that's all it is.
Yeah.
It's a piece of paper.
And I hope that's how it remains.
Yeah, I agree with you. You know, it's better to be a bit more sparky and fun than grown up and dull.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So, was setting up a home apartment what you imagined it to be, Angela, or has it been underwhelming? Or
no, it's been great crack. Because we didn't buy, we got an unfurnished place, and I thought, okay, that means that you can like pretend that you've bought it. And I'm still waiting on a couch. That's fine. We've been sitting on an IKEA bed, or like sofa bed that we got.
Futon?
On Gumtree. Yeah, futon.
Yeah,
I was
that soldier once.
Oh, man, yeah.
It's fine as a couch, and then
totally
it's a bed.
It's fine. It's practical.
Yeah,
it's denim. It's really uncomfortable.
Really uncomfortable.
Fine. Yeah.
Especially on a bony arse.
Yeah, especially on a bony arse.
Not good news.
No, not good. It was really nice, and I do definitely feel slightly more grown up. Sorry, I sound like I have major issues here, but yeah, it's been lovely.
Yeah, is it spacious and
it's spacious and bright
trendy?
And airy.
Is it?
It is overpriced, which obviously means it's trendy. It's good. It's like got, you know, one of those cardboard walls, which suggests it was one room that they, you know, created two out of so that they could charge charge you extra. So,
speaking of which, can you hear the neighbours?
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah, and actually I had my sister and my 3-month-old niece over to stay recently, and a big party broke out on the Friday night.
Next door?
Downstairs. And it was literally just as we started going to sleep, and then the fire alarm went off, and I mean, it was really, really late. And actually, I was going to just say, look, we're going to just sit this out. I'm sure it'll go off. And my sister said that she once did that, and that it was actually a fire, and the fire brigade went mental at all of the residents for not moving, because they were like, obviously, that's what a fire alarm's for. But anyway, the idea of dragging a poor little 3-month-old with screaming sirens was not ideal.
And was the party when it was...
Yeah, and people roaring and shouting.
I'm roaring, and because you go deaf when you're drinking.
Yeah, yeah.
As you know.
You
so you have to roar. Yeah.
Temporary deafness.
Spitting beer and vodka into their face.
Yeah. There was a bit of that.
There is.
I mean, the thing is, the following night we repaid...
I see what you mean. You repaid the kindness with your party when they were in the horrors, wrecked, trying to watch a movie, suddenly gone all demure. You know the way you go from Jekyll and Hyde to I just want McDonald's.
Hold me.
Closer than that. You need all that.
So there was a bit of that. But it is weird, like, because, you know, I kind of, there is a sense that maybe it's a New Year thing. It's kind of, moving house just is weird.
Did you, this is a very important test in terms of the approach to the aging of a young person. Do you own slippers?
I may have bought myself a pair of slippers.
Yes.
They were with a voucher, which means it
Why
doesn't
are you
really count.
Rushing to include that factoid.
I love slippers, I'm not going to lie. I think they're really sexy. I'm joking. They're not sexy at all, but they're really comfortable, and that's key. I sometimes wear socks in bed, so that's the kind of camp I'm in.
Okay.
Just to set the stall out. So slippers to me are a wonderful addition to life, and the ones I bought recently are alpaca wool. They cost me €100, but they look like the hoofs of a Shetland pony. And
you're getting more attractive with every telling of the story.
No, they're amazing. I mean, they gather dust and they're kind of like one of those mops that are like really, you know, hairy.
Now, I didn't know what an alpaca was until I was getting ready to interview Angus McGreehan of the Newsreader, whose husband keeps alpacas. They're like...
Where do they live?
They live in the countryside.
No.
As opposed to in the yard in Portobello. They're like lemas or llamas.
They're really soft.
Yeah.
Amazingly soft.
And they are... Hairy. They breathe them, and maybe your slippers are...
Maybe.
Angus McGreehan's husband's alpacas.
Well, he's charging a fair whack for them. That's all
are they
I
dear?
Say. They're doing all right. They were £100.
What, for slippers?
For slippers.
But you got them with that?
Voucher!
Check.
Free slippers!
I am not Flahulak. I used a voucher, therefore I'm normal.
It's free.
Can we talk about Pigeon Gate?
Pigeon... Oh my God, a bird...
What happened?
A bird shit on my jumper.
No.
Yeah. And you know what? I have one of my really close friends remembers a time when we were in primary school where a bird did the same thing. I mean, it was a lot more weighty. at the time, or maybe I was just smaller. But she laughed at me, and apparently I really did not take kindly to her laughing at
Okay, let's a reconstruction.
So
what happened?
The other day...
Yeah.
I was standing by the canal,
there it was.
Yeah, it landed.
Where?
On my chest. The left one.
Point.
There.
Right, so just above.
Nipple central.
Yoy.
But yeah, it was there in the surrounding
area. What colour top were you wearing?
Black. A black jumper, which I was going to wear today, and then I thought, no, I better not wear it just
not
in case.
Stain like that.
No.
You've probably run out of options.
So yeah, I have totally. The black jumper had like a little mild residue on it.
How did you remove this stain?
I mean, at the time I wiped it with I went and
what
got
do you
a
normally do?
This is he's ridiculous.
I'm only asking
how is he allowed to do this?
I'm only
this
asking how do you get rid of steak
before lunchtime, Ryan?
Only asking you how do you. This is like a Mrs. Beaton night. I'm wondering how do you maintain the clothes and the hygiene?
Just a tissue, whatever you can get handy, or I mean, the inside of the sleeve also works because it's a less prominent place,
right,
so
okay.
You can tuck that in your pocket for the rest of the day. It's totally fine.
Can't believe we haven't mentioned the word wipe yet.
Yeah, wipe.
Presumably you carry them around.
No, I don't. No, not after 6 p.m.
Is the pigeon stain gone now?
You know what? I haven't checked it. I packed it away shortly afterwards. And I'm thinking it's like, you know, when you shake a really famous person's hand, you don't wash it for a while, your own one. So I'm thinking maybe I'll just keep that because it will forever be my lucky jumper. Like the way people have lucky drawers, no?
Lucky drawers.
Kate is not convinced. She's like, where is this going? Stop, stop, add.
Lucky drawers as in...
Yeah. Like knickers.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, boxers, I think it's more of a...
Lucky drawers.
I think it's more of a male thing, isn't it? Lucky boxers? No, I don't know. No, I think
1928 rang looking for their word back.
Oh, drawers. I like the word drawers.
I do, but it's so off your... You're so...
It's vintage, honey.
Yeah, well, that's more like it. Okay, I'll go with that.
It's vintage. Retro.
Vintage shops. Secondhand clothes that belong to the dead. Yeah. Could be yours for a half price.
They tell
price.
Stories. They tell
oh, is that
stories.
What they say now? They tell stories.
No, that's what I say. But yeah, it's true. There's a history.
Work-wise, what's happening in your life? Because I know there's lots of London and there's lots of here and there and you've got you're writing for the Indo now. What else are you doing?
Yeah. So Getaways kicks off.
Oh, congratulations. Yeah that's
thanks.
Great. That's January.
Yeah, 1st of January. New Year's Day.
What countries will you be visiting?
So the first one is San Francisco.
Oh, I've never been there.
Oh my
I'd
God, you
go
would
there.
Love it. Absolutely.
Would
love
I like it?
It? Yeah, I think you would. Yeah. It's a bit like, it's the gay capital of the world. I think you'll fit in just fine.
May have to borrow your jumper.
Yes. No, you'll love it. You'll love it. It's also like cloudy, which for me was ideal.
Like
it's not
mood.
Too sunny.
What else? Where else do you go?
And we went to Istria, which is in North Croatia. And we went to Tuscany, which was beautiful, except my bag got stolen. So that kind of...
It takes the good out of it, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. But they made me record a bit, like while I was still traumatised, saying, here's what not to do when you go, like i.e. take a copy of your passport to do this. I mean, I'm really hoping that doesn't make the cut because I'm looking very disgruntled.
I'd say a bit disgruntled. I'd love to do a travel programme sometime.
Go on,
when I'm finished up in the late lane, I'd love to do a travel programme.
Okay, where would you go? Would it be like An Idiot Abroad?
It would be exactly like that, right?
That is my benchmark in life.
Right, so I would love to do this sort of the honest one where it's not paid for by the travel companies. It's paid for by a good production company who say, right, call it.
You know RTE pay for that.
Call it. And I don't know who, but just say, just if you don't like the food, just say it. If you think the flight was shabby, say it. If you think the room smells of dead moths, say it. I love
big
that,
time.
The honest, like Liar Liar, the Jim Carrey film.
Yes.
Just say it.
But I think that's the thing. Like, I mean,
I'd
obviously there's no point in saying everything is crap, which presumably it's not anyway. But
no, but then when you're happy with it, you say, look how amazing.
Yeah, but you could do Richard E. Grant's Hotel Secrets
I would
vibe.
Love that for
That'd
an
be
Irish
right
version.
Street. Yeah.
That would be, I'd love to do that. I would really enjoy that.
I think that'd be great.
I've got that's in my head now.
Yeah. Or didn't Joanna Lumley do an amazing one where, actually I think she's in the process of doing it, it's for the BBC, where she's going to Antarctica and all of these like
extraordinary places.
I met Joanna Lumley recently.
What did you think of her?
Okay, I thought, because you know the way, and I'm sure you have this all the time where you meet like heroes or people who you have ideas about and you think, oh God, I hope they don't wreck
it. I'm always amazed how expectations can be met, exceeded or diminished, but yes.
Totally. And I was like, I am obsessed and have been for a long time with Joanna Lumley, and I was kind of reluctant to meet her because I just wanted her to
don't
be in
wreck
that
it,
little
don't
box.
Wreck it. Yeah.
Oh my God, what an unbelievable.
And
woman.
You loved her.
Unreal. Yeah, so much. Like, fabulous. She's quite.
Gamey, sexy, of a certain vintage, but has a charisma
gamey,
of her own.
Gamey, I would not say. Not telling us here.
Gamey
she, well, I mean, she wouldn't be gamey with me, but I thought she was charming and fabulous and quite, like, motherly. And, you know, she was talking
I
about.
I don't mind that, darling.
You don't mind that,
yes,
darling.
Quite snooky.
Yeah,
yes,
she's.
Yes.
Wow, brilliant. Yeah.
I met Alexa Chung, was on The Late Late Show recently.
I saw. Yeah. That was a lovely interview.
I was surprised because I didn't know an awful lot about her.
Mm-hmm.
She was very, very engaging, as it turns out.
Yeah.
Karaoke fan.
Big karaoke fan.
Yeah.
Aren't we all?
Aren't we all? More of which another day. Okay, so that's great. So Getaway starting January, Angela. And then obviously you've got, you're still working for a bit of Vogue online, aren't you?
I'm doing that at the moment. So yeah, there may be an alpaca slipper thrown into the mix before the end of the year.
I can only imagine.
Yeah, so that's good. And then, hopefully we'll be doing some more full frontal next year. For RT2.
Which is hopefully coming back for that. Yeah, done on that. And are you, the Make and Do programme, are you going to do a Make and Do programme? Because you clearly borrowed a tablecloth from your mother's house to make that shirt this morning. In the Make and Do section.
I like a little bit of gingham, baby.
I do like gingham, actually.
So do I.
I was wearing it yesterday, but not today.
Yeah, it's underrated, I think, as a fabric and as a pattern.
As a combination twofer, picnic rug and shirt. Just
I like
buttons.
A multitasking item.
You're good at what you do. Yeah. Angela, it's always a pleasure to talk to you and to see you coming in to Wild West dance your way into the studio.
I think that you should wrap this up by saying what you said the last time, which was wonderful. Proving anyone can make it. Thank you, Angela Scanlon.